These images are telling us never to doubt the divinity of Jesus Christ. But elsewhere in the Christian world and at other times, images can have some unexpected and just as controversial consequences. Behind the facades of its Palazzian churches, the city of Venice contains a treasure trove of religious paintings that remain exactly where they were intended to be seen. And beyond these walls is one of the most spectacular. This is the meeting house of a religious brotherhood, known as the Scuola di San Rocco. A bit like a Renaissance version of a Rotary Club, moneyed Venetians would meet here to share in their selfless concern for the poor, and the paintings that surrounded them offered reminders of their charitable obligations.
If you look at the scene of the birth of Jesus, there's no doubt that's happening in poverty. And if you look at the Last Supper, the most prominent figures in the canvas in front of Jesus and the disciples are actually two beggars and a dog who's presumably looking for some scraps from the table.
Most of the artwork we now see was produced in the 16th century, and the man responsible was Jacopo Tintoretto, a homegrown Venetian favourite. He spent years decorating the meeting house with over 50 paintings, and his most famous image is this: the crucifixion of Jesus.